Thank you very much, everybody. So, I just did an interview in the most beautiful barn I've ever seen. Ken, it was a beauty, but it was raining. And it was with NBC Fake News. And because it was raining, I got a little bit angry at them. I was not happy with them. But we had a good time. I just want to thank everybody for being here. We love the farmers. We love everything about your state. And you know, we won your state by a lot. And we've had great success here in Wisconsin. And we brought a lot of business to Wisconsin. We recommend it. I love the place. And hopefully you're going to be voting Republican because, frankly, Republican is, I call it the sane way to go. It's the sane way. Because what I'm seeing from the Democrats, they're going to have some problems. And by the way, if they don't, if they win, this country is finished. We're in trouble. So I hate to say that you have no choice, but I don't think you have much of a choice. These are some very sick puppies that I'm looking at that are running for office. And on the other side, I call them the Democrats, D-U-M. You take out the B. A lot of people don't know. Dumb has a B. You take out the B. And you change the E. You put the U. And you have a Democrat. But they are — their policy is just outstandingly bad. And it's really bad for the farmer because we were having record stuff, and then we had to put out a fire. We had to extinguish a nuclear weapon, a capable nuclear — this was going to be a very capable country that was going to have a massive nuclear presence, and we weren't going to let that happen. Nobody wanted that to happen. And we've largely finished that, you'll see. And one way or the other, it's finished. One way or the other, it's finished. It's either finished with a piece of paper or finished a more difficult way, although you could say a much easier way. As you know, with Iran, they have no navy. 159 ships in 4 days Even Ken is impressed by that. 4 days, 159 ships at the bottom of the sea. Not that we like that, but that's the way it is. And the blockade is unbelievable. There's never been a blockade like that. The Navy is. We have the greatest military anywhere in the world. There's never been a military like it. And if you remember when all the heat I was taking from the Democrats, will be nice. I'll use Democrats at least half the time. But if you remember the heat that I had to take to get help for the farmer and also to get help for the military, because they don't want anything to do with the military, the farmer, or for the most part, they don't want anything to do with anything good. And that's why the midterms are coming up. And I hope you people are really spiritized, because we're at a point, we're going to come out of Iran very quickly, and it's going to be very strong, one way or the other, whether it's a piece of paper or the very tough way, okay? The very tough way is maybe the easier way, but we're going to come out, and your fertilizer prices are going to go way down, just like they were 4 months ago. Your fertilizer's down, your energy's down, your oil, your gas is all coming way down. And frankly, I thought it would go much higher than it did. I thought, frankly, that gasoline would be much higher than it was. I was in Iowa, another place I like a lot, and it was just before we started the excursion to Iran, and we passed gas stations. It was $1.85 a gallon, and we're going to get them down to those numbers again very quickly. But as they say in the farming business, we had to take care of business. Look at this guy over here. I don't know who the hell he is, but he is one hell of a specimen, I can tell you. This guy, this is one hell of a physical specimen. I thought I was big until I met you, Joe, you know. You're fantastic. That's what I like. Anyway, I just want to let you all know that I'm thrilled to be here at Custer Farms. And Ken and his family, they're amazing. I took pictures with them backstage and got to know them a little bit. They're really amazing people. They built this country. You all built this country. Not the complainers, not the wise guys. You all built this country. And I just want to just let you know that Wisconsin, for me, has been just a great place. You know, it's known as difficult. It's difficult. You got to be good to win. But we won here, as you know. We won it a lot. And we're trying to figure out who the few people that voted against us are. We're looking for them right now. But today we're celebrating the historic strides for some of the most loyal, hardworking patriots anywhere in the nation. And they're really called our American farmers. And we're with you 1,000%, or I wouldn't be here. We're with you like you wouldn't believe. And you're going to see some very good things happen over the next 90-day period. I told Ken, 90 days, watch what happens. You're going to be better than you were 4 months ago. And before we begin, I'm delighted to report that for the third month in a row, the jobs numbers, I guess you saw them this morning, they just got released, and they smashed all expectations by actually three times and this is during a military conflict. I call it that because it's really not that much of a war, but it's a military conflict. It's a practice. But this is 172,000 jobs were created in May. That's about four times higher than anticipated. And experts predicted 30,000 jobs. These are the strongest job numbers of the entire administration so far. And that's during this conflict on top of it. So it's great. And, you know, we have a thing. We have a problem in this country because it used to be, I'm a little older than a couple of you, but I don't feel old. I feel the same as I did 50 years ago. It's crazy, Mr. Senator. We got a great senator right here, Ron. But I do feel the same. But in the old days, you know, if you had good job numbers, like great job numbers like they announced today, the stock market goes up. Today, everything is crazy. The whole world is crazy. So when you have great job numbers, the stock market goes down, because they think interest rates will go up. And when interest rates go up, they stop inflation. Well, you know what else stops inflation? Growth actually stops inflation. And they ought to go back to the old system. When we have good numbers, the markets ought to go up, not go down. And it would be, that's the way you build greatness. You build greatness that way. So I think it's going to. We have a great gentleman coming in, Kevin Warsh. He's going to do a fantastic job at the Fed. We're getting rid of too late. But we have Kevin is one of the greats. So you're going to see. But you're going to see beyond anything, you're going to see numbers coming in over the next more than 2.5. We have 2.5 years plus. Can you believe how time flies, right? And can you believe the work we've done? You know, it's sad because you have speech writers and you have advisors and you have all these people. And generally, you don't like listening to any of them because if you do, you're in trouble. But I said, you know, I want to write about the border. And I want to talk about the border because when I came here, we had the most unsafe. We had the worst border maybe anywhere in the world. There was no border. 25 million people came in. Drug dealers came in. People from mental institutions came in. Murderers came in. 11,888 murders, most of whom, over 50% of whom, killed. Can you believe this? More than one person. One killed seven people. We allowed them into our country. We've got them largely. They're going out, and they're going out fast. We have to fight crooked judges, crooked administrations, crooked politicians. But they're going out fast. But we have the safest border in our history. For the last 12 months, and this is a hard number to believe, but I don't give it. It's a number that's out there. You've heard it. Zero people have come into our country through our southern border. Zero. It's a little hard. If they said like 20 people, I would have been, you know, 25 million came in through sleepy Joe Biden. So we had zero people. And these are done by largely sort of a radical leading left people, the reports. But it is what it is. And the good thing is they don't try to come in. It makes it a lot easier because they know it's going to be very hard to come in. Now, we take people in, but they have to come in legally. We want people to come in, but they have to come in legally. But I say, let's talk about the border, sir. Nobody cares about the border. I said, I won the election on the border. Let's talk about the border. Sir, I'm telling you, nobody cares. Run. Nobody cares about the border. You fix the border. I want to brag about it. Sir, they want to hear about other things like fertilizer. And we'll take care of fertilizer, too. You know, when I also came in, eggs were like the highest. And remember this, I inherited all these high prices. They came in and they said, affordability. They made up the word, because that's the only thing they're good at, although I'm good at making up words. So they go, affordability. I was there one day, and I said to our great Secretary of Agriculture, what's with the egg prices? So on my second day, I gave a news conference, which is more news conferences than Biden gave in like 6 months. But in my, he almost did. He didn't do it. Yeah. Sleepy Joe is not heavy into news conferences, all right? He'd take one question. He'd go, oh, let's see. Jim Smith from NBC. I don't do that. They just start screaming at me. But so I had a news conference on my second day, and they said, what about eggs? What about eggs? Tell me about eggs. I said, what's the story with eggs? Give me a little hand. What's with eggs? They said, what's happening with eggs? And I was told, you know, we have the great Easter egg hunt at the White House. And I was told to order plastic eggs. I said, I'm not ordering plastic eggs. And I called this young lady right over here, Brooke Rollins, Secretary of Agriculture. I said, Brooke, get the egg prices down, please. And she got them down. And by the way, speaking of Tom Tiffany, is one of the best congressmen in our country. And I was there, I don't know, 7, 8 years ago, right at the beginning, I endorsed this guy. I didn't know. I had no idea, but I liked his last name. You know why? Because I bought the air rights many years ago off Tiffany, and I made a lot of money. So I saw Tom Tiffany, and I backed him, and he went like a rocket ship, and he won, and you've kept winning. And now he's running for a thing called governor, and you have... And you have... I don't want to knock him because he's finished after this, but you have a very sleepy governor, too, and you got a very sleepy. But I can tell you, Tom Tiffany is running for governor. He's a winner, and he's going to do a great job, okay? Right? Good luck, Tom. So in a single month, We added 7,000 new manufacturing jobs and 17,000 new construction jobs, and we're building more plants than at any time in the history of our country. We have $18 trillion coming into the United States. As an example, the previous administration, in 4 years, think of this, had less, much less than $1 trillion come in. We have $18 trillion from countries and people all over the world in 11 months, not even in 1 year. So that's some difference. And I think that's probably why people are shocked to see the job numbers, because the construction jobs are through the roof. But when these plants, car plants and AI plants and all the different plants that we've been, when they open up, you know, we're leading China by a lot. I just got back from China. I was with President Xi, who I respect. But we're leading China by a lot in the AI race, a very important race. And we're leading everybody now when it comes to cars. They're coming in from Germany. They're coming in from Japan. They're coming in from Canada. Canada treats you guys rough, you know? Canada, they put on big tariffs. We didn't meet them with tariffs. I took care of them my first term really strongly, and I am now. But Canada's been very rough. You find them rough to deal with? Yes. You're pretty rough to deal with. He's more of a diplomat than me. And we are doing well. The previous 2 months, we were revised upward by nearly 100,000 jobs. They put the numbers too low. So actually, we had 100,000 more jobs than they reported. They were obviously Democrats, right? Wages for workers continued to rise, and for manufacturing workers, wages are up more than 8% since I took office, which is close to a record. Think of that. A blue collar is doing better than it's ever done before. And your farmers, if you remember, we had a bad patch in my first term where China and other countries were sort of boycotting the United States. And I met with the farmers and I said, I'm going to get you something for it because you've been treated very badly. And I got $28 billion for the farmers in the first term. Remember? I just asked Ken whether or not he got it. He said, I did. And we're looking at something also. Right now, we're looking at something to take the place of what's happened, because it's artificial. What happened to you is artificial with the energy and with the fertilizer. So we're looking at something. But in the first term, I got the farmers $28 billion. And I'll never forget, I was in the White House. I had about 35 farmers along this big, beautiful table. Not as beautiful as this table, okay? But this gorgeous, beautiful White House table, all the best. And I said, I'm going to get you a subsidy. And they looked at me, and he just said the same thing. One of them looked at me, stood up, said, sir, we don't want subsidy. We just want an even playing field. I said, nobody ever said that to me. All they want is money. You understand that? First time. Nobody ever said that. I've had so many meetings with different groups, different industries. If I said, I'm going to get you $28 billion, they say, oh, get it as fast. They actually said, we don't want it. Now, I got it for you anyway. I didn't notice anybody turning it down, but I got it. But they said something that no other group said, Ron. They said, we don't want a subsidy. We just want an even playing field, fair trade. They just wanted to be treated fairly. And nobody else has said that but the farmers. So we love you. We love you guys. So we're building more factories now than at any time. And we've also had huge drops in and I'll tell you, this is something that's amazing. African-American unemployment is now doing better than it's ever done. And I don't know where that stat came from, but I'll take it. I don't know where the hell that stat came from, but we'll take it. And a short time ago, we were a dead country. We were dead as a doornail. If you look, go back 2 years, we were a laughingstock all over the world. We had a president that couldn't walk up a flight of stairs. He couldn't walk down a flight of stairs either, you know. And we had everybody, we were a laughingstock all over the world. And I was with the King of Saudi Arabia because I wanted him to invest trillions of dollars into our country. Look at that whole situation now, too. It's very interesting. But he was good, and he said to me, you know, President, it's amazing. A year ago, a year and a half ago, we thought you were a dead country, and now you're the hottest country anywhere in the world, and we are. We're the strongest. We're the hottest, and we're the most respected country anywhere in the world. So, as I said, the stock market just hit 73 all-time records in a short period of time. We've had 73 all-time record highs. And your 401ks, who has a 401k here? Let me just say, a lot. Your 401ks, as you know, just hit a record high. So that's everybody. And we're just off a very big success in Washington, D.C. We had, it doesn't sound like much, but Washington, D.C. was not properly managed or kept. We had 22 fountains. None of them worked for the last 50 years. None of them. They were graffiti strewn. I did it the inexpensive way. Why should we have a screen? Everybody here has good vision. I want to show you something. Look at this. I'm going to show you the cheap way, okay? We don't want to bring screens. It costs too much money. Look at that. That's before and after. Look at that. Look at it. Can anybody see that? That's before. That's our nation's capital. That's what it, look at this graffiti all over it, filthy, disgusting stone. The stone was all horrible. And look over there, that's before and after. Then we had the reflecting pond, 2,500 feet massive, longer than a building. We have a stat here that's sort of great. Can you guys see this okay? Because I'm too cheap to put up a projector. Look, so that's the pond, if we're standing up. Here's your Sears Tower, Empire State Building, World Trade Center. Look, it's double and triple the size in terms of area. So it would have cost $400 million, Ron, to fix. It would have taken 4 years. And they were getting ready. Doug Burgum's done an amazing job. And I said, you know, rather than doing that, they were going to put stone down, big stone, granite, wonderful. But it all leaks because you have joints. So being a very good builder, I said, you know what? I built a lot of swimming pools, many, many swimming pools. Every time I do a development, I do swimming pools. I know more about swimming pools. I said, why can't we put the wonderful material, which is thick, pasty, beautiful, like rubber, but industrial strength? Why can't we use it? And let's pick the color blue from the American flag, which is what we did. And that is the most beautiful thing that you've ever seen. And look at that. I mean, look at that. It just opened yesterday. We just opened it. So there was going to take 4 years, $400 million. It took really about a month. Okay, it was going to, can you imagine Washington between Lincoln? Think of Washington, D.C., between the Lincoln Memorial and the Washington. Just think about this. You know that beautiful spire in honor of the great George Washington and the beautiful Lincoln Memorial? So between there, thousands of feet long. It was built in 1922, and to be honest, it never really worked. It leaked like a sieve because it was stone and concrete. So I took over the project. Now, Barack Hussein Obama, have you heard of him? Barack Hussein? Barack Hussein Obama spent, and Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, they spent a total of about $150 million trying to fix it. They never got it opened. It never worked. It was terrible, disgusting. It was garbage-ridden. And I sent my pool guy. I said, take a look at it. And he said, well, sir, we can do it. We'll get industrial strength. And I used some guys, not him, I used some guys, but he gave me some good ideas because he's a pro. You know, they got very upset when I sent my pool person. I said, who else am I going to send? So I sent him over, and we sprayed it and put down beautiful, like a pool coating. It'll last maybe 50 to 100 years. So here's the thing, $400 million versus like $10 million. 4 years, 4 years versus a month. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? And the difference is, look, here's your Lincoln Memorial. You have the Washington Monument and the Lincoln Memorial. Look at that. Beautiful. Look at how that reflects. It's like a mirror. Off beautiful, clean water. They had like garbage. Barack Obama wanted to save money, so he took the water out of the Potomac. That didn't work out too well. A lot of things were coming out of that river into this spot. It wasn't good. So we just think of it. So like a month of this work. We actually added to it. We did the sidewalks because once we did this, we had to do the rest because it looked so good. But think of it, $400 million versus like $10 million bucks for a better job. 4 years versus a month for a better job. We have many things like that. I talk about that all the time. We do a lot of things like that. So we're very proud of Washington. We had 22 fountains that didn't work. All of the fountains, not one fountain in Washington worked. Out of the 22 fountains, they're all looking beautiful, just like the one I showed you. And now they're clean, they're beautiful, there's no graffiti. Washington, D.C. is a safe city. It was a very unsafe city a year and a half ago. And a very unsafe city. Your child would go to see the Jefferson Memorial or the Washington or the Lincoln or any of them and would oftentimes not come back. It was a horrible place. It was horrible what was happening. And we put our great military in there. We did a job. We removed 5,000 people that were career criminals. 2% of the people, think of this, 2% of the people, did you know this, Ron, create 91% of the crime. And I love that statistic because you can get rid of 2%. And we took them out. We brought them back to where they came from. They came in, many of them came in through Sleepy Joe's open border policy, one of the craziest policies I've ever heard. So we saved a lot of money. And you go to Washington, D.C., new grass. People say they don't even recognize it. We did that all in a little bit more than a year. And even I said, I mean, it's amazing. But maybe the biggest thing is we don't have, it's considered now a very, very safe city. And you can go there and you're going to be 100% perfect. We had the restaurants were all closing and now they're opening up. They don't have enough restaurants anymore. It's like, it's a beautiful thing to see. Every day my administration is fighting to protect and defend the jobs and livelihood of our great farmers. I love our farmers, our growers, agricultural producers, ranchers, from coast to coast. Under the last administration, Biden and the radical left, Democrats in Congress, crushed farmers with brutal restrictions, crippled you with the worst inflation. So the Biden administration had the worst inflation in the history of our country. They say 49 years, 48 years, but whether you say 48 or forever, I think it was forever. We had the worst inflation we've ever had, and think of that, and failed to negotiate even a single new trade deal for our farmers. They didn't negotiate one new trade deal for our farmers. I just made a great deal. I came back from President Xi, and he's buying billions and billions of dollars worth of soybeans and other things, and you're seeing that starting to kick in. Thank you. So by contrast, in my first year back in the Oval Office, average farm incomes for agricultural producers in our country have skyrocketed by more than 20%. Now, it's been over the last couple of months since we went in for the military operation. You've seen fertilizer go up and you've seen energy go up. It's going to come down to where it was or lower. You'll be very happy. Otherwise, Ken is going to call me. He's going to bawl me out and I'll say, sorry, Ken, I was only kidding, right? All right. He knows I'm going to do it. With Republicans in Congress like Tom Tiffany, like Derek Van Orden. Where's Derek? Derek. This guy is, he fights like hell. He's in a little bit of a community that tends to be on slightly a little bit more than we wanted left, but he loves them all, and he's very popular, and he's going to win by a lot. You're doing well. I understand you're really doing well, so thank you, Dan. And he's a real fighter, and he's a great guy. We've been friends right from all of us. We've been friends right from the beginning. So we passed the largest tax cuts in American history with a great, big, beautiful bill. We made the small business tax deduction permanent, benefiting 98% of the farmers and ranchers. We gave you 100% expensing and bonus depreciation. So when you buy a new tractor or anything else you buy, you're allowed to deduct it. Do you buy any new tractors? Got a lot of nice tractors back. Got a lot of tractors back there, by the way. But so you can deduct it, and the full cost of the tractors, 1 year, any equipment, 1 year, all. You can deduct it all in the first year instead of over a period of many, many years. And we also saved the $2 million. Thank you very much. That's a big deal, actually. We also saved the $2 million American farms from, think of that, from extinction by ending. What we did is we got rid of the estate tax or the death tax. So if you love your child, if you love your child, if you don't love your child, then don't worry about it. Doesn't make any difference. Does anybody not love your child in the audience? No, but if you have a farm like this, someday it's going to come the time, right? And I met your boys, and he loves his boys. I know that because he started clapping for that last statement about no death tax, and he was clapping. He didn't clap for anything else. That's the only, that means you love your boys. So, boys, I just found out your father loves you. But think of it. We were, and I was seeing this in my first term. We did it my first term. We did it now. We extended it out. So you have no estate tax, or no, we call it the death tax on a farm or a small business. Now, I saw it myself. You have a way of life that sometimes you're land rich and cash poor. Sometimes you have lots of different conditions. But people that are on farms love being on farms. You wouldn't trade my life. You wouldn't want my life. Believe me, you don't want it. Your life is much better than my life. I will tell you, your ear wasn't a little pierced over here. You didn't get pierced. You have a nice, safe, beautiful life. But I've seen it with farmers maybe more than any industry. People want to have their farm. It's a way of life. And they love the life on the farm. And the family would leave. The father would die. The mother would die. Leave it to the kids. The kids would have a big estate tax problem or a death tax problem. They'd go to the bank. They'd borrow a lot of money, more money than they should have bothered, couldn't make a deal, and they'd end up losing the farm. In many cases, I have to say, they'd do terrible things. They'd commit suicide. They'd lose their farm. They'd lose their way of life. They couldn't pay the tax. And I got rid of that tax. I ended that tax, so I hope you're happy. Right? Thank you. And the Democrats fought me on that, by the way. If they ever got in, I think they'd end that, but if something happens, if you love your child, you want to leave it. You have no estate tax, no death tax to pay. And every single Democrat in Congress voted against these critical measures. They voted against the no tax on tips, no tax on Social Security, no tax on overtime. They all voted against all of this stuff. They voted against a tax reduction. They voted against all of it. And they voted against saving your family farms from the death tax. So just remember that when you go into the polls, because they'll change it back immediately. There's something wrong with these people. All of these things that we have done, and Tom, Tiffany, I have to say, you were so helpful, and Derek, what the job you've done with me and helping to get it passed. And let me tell you, that man is a senator. He loves the farmers, and he loves your state, and he doesn't care about anything else. He wants to make sure you get treated fairly, and there's no better advocate. You have no better advocate than Ron Johnson. So thank you, Mr. Senator. And he'll be a hell of a governor. I know the guy, he'll drive you crazy. He'll be calling me, President, you got to send more money to Wisconsin. Leave me alone, all right? He'll do well, too. Thank you. As president, I fought for the American farmer like no one has ever fought before. Nobody's, like, I'm up here today. I don't need this. I got elected. I don't have, what the hell do I have to be here for? I got elected. I'm here because I like the farmer. I mean, when you think about it, I guess there's a lot of truth to that, right? I could be home right now in the beautiful White House enjoying watching somebody else on television talking. On day one, I terminated the insane.